Pony Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X1075.
Eric is joining us this morning, and Eric, I must say that you are a brave man to come on this radio show and challenge Mahoney in all of his infinite wisdom. And by infinite wisdom, I mean he hasn't won this game in almost 2 months.
That is untrue, Dave.
It's been
a minute. I didn't lose.
You
haven't lost.
Not winning is losing.
That is not how losing is defined, sir. Look it up in a dictionary.
Yeah, there's actually a winner and a loser, and if you don't outright win and actually get more right than the caller, the caller wins, meaning that you lose.
Dave's just mad because I recognize that there need to be smarter people on this planet than us.
No.
Because if we are the smartest people, this world is going to be devolved.
You're all uppity, and you're like, oh, you must pursue higher education. When you dropped out of community college without getting a degree, and then you're going to chastise me for getting into credit card debt when I was 18 years old. Like, I'm the only one that did that.
I also got into credit card debt.
Yeah, so get off your high horse.
But not off a dumbass. They didn't give me a dumbass shirt.
Oh, you should go to college.
I bought a $5,000 couch with that credit card.
That wasn't when you were 18. That was when you were 28.
It's 25.
All right, Eric. How you doing today, man?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Tell us about your level of education.
High school graduate.
All right.
Any community college, any trade schools, anything?
1 year community college, but it didn't last very long. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Eric, you and Mahoney are going to be asked the same questions. Mahoney, you can leave now.
Is there anything you'd like to say to me before I head out of the studio, Eric?
Good luck, man.
Okay. Thank you. I wish you well.
Civil. No threats or...
Huh.
I don't feel
unusual.
Comfortable.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
All right, Eric. So, again, you guys asked the same questions. There is 5 questions. There is no pass today. So, just try to get as many right as you possibly can, okay?
Sounds good.
If you get one correct today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Here we go with question number 1. What South American country is the world's largest producer of coffee?
Colombia.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
No. I would have guessed that too, actually. Yeah. It's Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say Guatemala.
Guatemala for
Guatemala,
you. Huh?
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not it's not Guatemala or Colombia. It is Brazil. All right, question number 2. In our solar system, which 2 planets are known as ice giants?
Would it be... Okay. Neptune.
Yes.
And
the other one's hilarious.
Come on.
Is it Uranus?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
I don't remember if it was gas giant or ice giant.
No, the planets, not the actual thing.
Yeah, got it.
All right. AU is the symbol for what chemical element? AU is the symbol for what chemical element?
Is it gold?
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2 out of 3, pretty good.
You.
The 7th grade element project just paid off.
Look out.
Hey, yep.
How do you still remember that?
All right, on to question number 4. What late disc jockey was the voice of Shaggy in the cartoon Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Ugh. Man, that's tough.
He was a famous radio host for many years.
Yeah, would it be the top 40 guy? I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
It is the top 40
it
guy.
Yeah,
Casey. Gosh, excuse my language. Casey Kane. I can't remember.
Close enough.
Yeah,
close
let's
enough.
Give it to him. That was good.
Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem. Yep.
Casey Kasem. That's his name.
Yep. Going over the edge. It's Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 5. Last but not least. Which U.S. state has the highest number of colleges and universities? Which U.S. state has the highest number of colleges and universities?
Would it?
Whoops. A little premature there. That's the first time that's ever happened, Mary. I'm sorry, Eric.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Is it Texas?
No, it's not. Sorry. California.
I guess New York would have been my next guess.
Yeah, New York's incorrect also. California is the right answer. California. It's all right. It's okay. So Mahoney is going to come in here. You got 3 out of 5, which
though.
Is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Mahoney is a fairly stupid human, so I think that you may do okay.
All right.
All right.
Leaving me in the other room long enough.
He was answering the questions, man. What do you want?
Uh-huh.
All right. Five questions.
What kind of collusion was going on here? That's what I want to know.
Collusion. Relax. There's a total of five questions. There is no pass today.
Why do we change the format every week, Sylvia? Could you not come up with six questions to give us a pass?
No. Some weeks you deserve a pass. Others you do not. You do not deserve a pass this week. Question number one. What South American country is the world's largest producer of coffee?
Colombia.
Colombia is incorrect.
It's Venezuela.
It's not Venezuela.
No. Brazil?
Brazil is right. Ian guessed Guatemala. Eric guessed Colombia.
Think about Brazil coffee, though, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's Juan Valdez is not from Brazil.
Yeah.
That's all my coffee.
Colombia, just cocaine and coffee, right?
Yeah.
Just uppers.
Yeah, what else you got in Colombia?
What else you got?
Yeah.
Well, and
Shakira.
And the thick chicks.
That's why it's with two C's. Yeah. C for Colombia.
And coffee.
Cocaine, coffee, and thick-ass chicks. Okay.
All right, question number two. In our solar system, which two planets are known as ice giants? Which two planets? Which is incorrect.
Neptune. Oh, man. And Jupiter?
No.
No.
Neptune and
Uranus?
Uranus.
Yeah. These are a bunch of dumbass questions.
Oh,
here
we
go.
Point, though?
Here we go. No, he doesn't get a half point.
He said
you got it wrong.
Whatever, man.
AU is the symbol for what chemical element? AU.
Oh, God. This is not good for me today.
what's the matter, college boy?
Oh, God.
Hmm? What's the matter, college boy? What's your higher education?
Man.
5 seconds.
Is it copper?
No. Gold.
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 I know it was a metal.
What late disc jockey was the voice of Shaggy in the cartoon Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Casey Kasem. Uh-huh. These are really dumb questions today, Sylvia. You did job.
Okay.
Don't even.
Don't get mad at me because you don't know.
Don't feed into it. Don't feed
into it. Stupid job.
No.
Whatever.
What U.S. state has the highest number of colleges and universities?
What U.S. state?
What U.S. state?
California.
California is actually correct, yeah. That means that you got two correct, and Eric got three correct. Eric wins, you lose.
Did you really get three correct, Eric?
Yeah.
What was that?
Right, too.
What?
I got the gold one right, too, the element one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
bunch of dumbass questions. Another dumbass game. Sylvia, you're no longer allowed.
What?
We're going to have to give more of your work to Ian right now.
Oh, you're going to put this on Sylvia because you blew it again?
I didn't blow it. No, I didn't blow it. Dumb questions.
You blew it.
You blew it.
Dumb questions.
You blew it.
You blew it.
Dumb questions.
You blew it.
Ian, you just got more work.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X1075.